I'm Caroline Bradley. Welcome to the Marriage Challenge podcast, brought to you by Care for the Family. It's great to have you with us. I'm delighted to be joined by Phil and Lorraine Emerson, who are going to share their experiences of marriage after widowhood and some of the challenges that this has brought to their relationship. But before we get into all that, let me introduce them. Phil and Lorraine have been married for 10 years. Phil works as a church leader and Lorraine is a learning disability nurse. Phil has 4 children from his first marriage and together they have 1 son. Phil and Lorraine, welcome. It's absolutely great to have you with us.
It's great to be. We're looking forward to it.
Great. Well, look, we love at the start of our chats just to hear how you actually met and how you ended up married.
Well, Phil was my minister and he suddenly started to contact me and we went for a few walks and...
The rest is history.
Sounds like a great way to start a relationship. Yeah. Good friendship. So today we're going to look at the topic of marriage after widowhood. Would you be able to tell us a little about your story?
Yeah, I've been married for 27, just over 27 years to Jill. We had 4 kids and at that time 2 grandkids. And Jill died of adult death syndrome, which is like adult cot death. Mm. So there was no illness. There was no. It was sudden. It was traumatic. It was literally going to bed one night. It was as sudden as switching a light out. So it was very traumatic. Very dark period of my life, and that's where. I suppose my journey of grief began.
Mm. That was a real sudden change for your circumstances.
Totally.
And obviously then you met, and how long after that did you both meet and get married?
It was about 6 months after that I was still in a really dark place. I suppose our journey's quite unique in that I think Lorraine, often thank God she was a nurse, because I think she was very understanding and she was probably a big role in my healing. Mm. So we started to walk together, talk together, coffee together, and she just became a great instrument in my healing in that journey for me. Not fair to say.
Right? Yeah, and I suppose at that time as well, the whole church were still grieving for Jill, so you know, part of me was in that process, and it's a
that
pretty
was a
unique
journey you walked together.
Yeah, pretty unique situation, really.
So when you went after a while and you did get married, what were some of the challenges? The fact that you'd been widowed previously, Phil. What did that bring in? What's some of the challenges that you faced as a couple then?
I think number one, I probably didn't realise I still was as broken as I was. I felt when I got married, I felt like I was 2 people in 1 body. So again, Lorraine was great. She was so understanding and helpful. And because I got married again, you had to almost hide your grief. Your grief became very inward and very personal. So Lorraine was great at helping me process that in those early days. Our kids, my kids, you know, were grown up to, were married to, weren't, but they were all adult, and it was journeying with them as well, which was pretty difficult at times.
So what were those challenges like for you, Lorraine?
Well, I suppose for me, the fact that Phil had 4 grown-up children, you know, how would they react to their dad being married again, you know? You know, what would they feel towards me? You know, would we bond? Mm-hmm. You know, how would it work? But thankfully, you know, we've had a journey, but we get on really well and we have good relationships.
That's great. And how did you overcome some of those challenges?
I think one of the big things, I remember Lorraine saying to me in those early days, she said, look, I remember saying, Phil, I will never be your kid's mum, nor am I ever going to strive to be. And the best thing I can pray and hope for is that I be their best friend. And that was always, I've never forgot her saying that, and I think that's what really helped us to work. Lorraine never tried to be what she wasn't. She never tried to be a mum to them. She just was a great friend to them, and I think their friendship's pretty unique, you know.
And what were the keys for you as a couple?
Well, for us as a couple, you know, staying close, you know, communication was key. Just talking stuff through, but always, yeah, checking in with each other and, you know, talking things out.
Yeah. My 30-year-old son keeps Lorraine going all the time about being his stepmom, you know, type of thing, you know, sort of almost jokes using the little phrase. So it's been great, I have to say, the relationship's great.
Yeah.
And what would be an encouragement or an advice that you would give to a couple who would find themselves in the similar kind of situation of a second marriage?
I think really communicating to the proper people. So for me, it was really important that my kids came on the journey with me. So even prior to us getting married, you know, like long conversations with them together and with them on their own. I was conscious of Jill's dad had died, but her mom and sister, I kept them. I felt it was really important that they understood where I was. And so I think communication and being honest and open about your feelings, and that was a big plus.
So obviously it was a big challenge having those wider family relationships as well. How did you manage to navigate those, Lorraine, with Phil having two mother-in-laws?
How lucky am I?
Well, you know, Phil had a good relationship with Jill's mother, and still does to this day. I mean, he still orders her oil. You know, I think he really likes having two mother-in-laws. But
I think one of the great things was too, again, I'm thinking, you know, some of the things that Lorraine said that still stick in my mind. You know, Lorraine has never had an issue with, she said to me way back in the early days, you know, with having four kids, she knew that Jill's name and photographs were probably going to be paramount to our relationship, because, you know, she was going to walk into my kids' houses and see her photo up. And so I think that was great. Lorraine was brilliant at that, of accepting that was going to be part of who we are, and even our marriage, you know. So
that's a big thing, isn't it? Yeah. Knowing and accepting that reality.
Yes.
Anything particular that helped you find that place of acceptance, Lorraine?
It was just being real, you know, about the situation, and just being, again, honest and open, and just talking things through. And
I think one of the things, Lorraine, I think one of her big qualities is she's quite independent, even though she doesn't admit that sometimes. But she's very independent, and so there was no, I think that strong personality gave her the ability to be able to do that. So
a real sense of herself in the middle of
Lorraine's
it all.
Just herself, and I think that's what's made it work. She's never tried to be somebody else. She's never tried to be Jill. She's never tried to be anybody else. She's just very strong in who she is. So I think that's been a big plus, you know.
So what's your secret as a couple of building a strong marriage for yourselves?
Short breaks. Often, as often as possible.
Brilliant.
Getting the odd night away, going out for a meal, just taking time out together. Yeah.
Communication,
yeah.
Setting those intentional date times.
Intentional, yeah.
It's so easy, isn't it, the busyness of life to miss doing those.
I think it's so important, you know, just an honest communication, you know, even on a regular basis. I think one of the things that we've learned is just to keep short accounts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just talking often. And I think we both, I think one of the big things is that we both probably the same love language, which is great. You know, so quality time with each other is both our love language, which is really important, I think.
And that makes it really easy when you're both looking for that quality time. It's not an effort to get the other one.
No.
That's brilliant. Yeah. And I'm sure in the busyness of life, that's hard to find. So any tips on how a couple can get quality time together in the madness of our world today and the demands of work? And
as you said, be intentional, plan ahead.
Yeah.
Definitely, that's key.
And I think too,
otherwise it'll not happen.
That's true. And for my lifestyle, which is, and both our lifestyles are very busy, we plan it in the dairy, which is really important. So we put those in the dairy first.
Block it out.
So we work out of, almost like work out of rest, which is good.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. Well, look, those are really key things that you've shared with us, and thank you for sharing your story. It's really, really helpful for us to take time to be reminded on what really helps a couple build a strong marriage. One of the things we love to do is ask a couple to set a challenge for all the couples who are listening today to get involved and do in the coming months. So would you like to set a challenge for our listeners today?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things is again, communication, not to be afraid to say the little three little magic words, I love you, and I think they're important. They have to be a daily dose, you know, where we're telling each other we love each other every day. And as Lorraine says, we both love little breaks, a night or a couple of nights away. They don't have to be massively expensive, but, you know, just where you can go and chill and... Premier Inns are the most wonderful thing ever invented. So
I think that's a great challenge, isn't it? Say those three little words every day for the next month.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lorraine and Phil. It's great, and I'm sure our couples will be encouraged as they've listened. So that's all for this episode. It just leaves me to say thank you to Phil and Lorraine again for joining us and sharing their insights. We look forward to tackling another marriage challenge next time.
You have been listening to the Marriage Challenge podcast. For further information about our courses, resources and events, visit us at www.careforthefamily.org.uk.